I heard the name Harari on the radio. Rabbeinu Bach, he listened to the Yismach Rabbeinu Bach. You heard it?
Let's hear it.
A chazal. He said, for a pastor shayla, everybody has a shayla. If anybody has the teva was 350, yeah? 300, the amas about 2 feet, 600 feet, about 100 feet. I don't know how big it is. And we have a shayla. So three floors, but then you knock down the whole thing because the floors, one was for zevul, one was for the people for animals. So was one for animals. How'd that work? Yeah. All the animals can fit in there. So they wanted to save the animals to a teva. It had to be a nest to get them in there. Shaila, because they should make sure the animals float above the water. Maybe she told them that I'd love to, if they want to go upstairs, make a shit, it's good. But otherwise, there's going to be a competition of noise. Can you tell them nicely?
No, but nicely, I'll tell them.
I better go.
No, because today, there's some upstairs that might be sure they go there. Otherwise,
you put a pocket over there.
The older animals looking for in there.
No, they can't fit. They picture the problem too. It's much bigger than that. Yeah, okay. They couldn't fit in.
Okay, back they had a lot of space. And then,
yeah, but that's cages. It's cages.
Anyways, it hasn't been back. He can't see this himself. Because we always talk about it, but I want to give a chiluk to what we always say. And the ma'ase is, he said this: "Vulatishal bekan nekimish hayadav nes." So that lomi tzave last zateva meit hayadua with midas yidus make it so big. Last game of Durham, Tachim Shishim, because you have to leave the table. They've got to leave the table. You want to save the guys, you can save them without the tables. Who's the table? They go, Elamai. They can fly. He says, you have to leave the table. They'll go on the water or fly in the air. They say, okay, nothing can stop him. But Shuvah does it. Ki derech ha-teira. Listen, there's no problem with our shir. Ki derech ha-teira le-tzaves ala-odom she-yasek ko yichov v'derech ha-teira. This is what we're going to talk about today. They wish the one so... And whatever is going to be missing, this is the key for us, is Yashlim Hanes. And that's it, Kuman. That means, just because you do something with Teva doesn't mean you're Mugbul in Teva. David wants us to go to Teva. Every year we have the same conversation. The guy's on salary, he's missing money. How's he gonna put it together? He's in business again, but we'll get there. But he says like this, he says, Ben Bechai, this is a
that's
come from the mail. Who is this? This is Ben Chaim. Ben Chaim. Yeah. I'm Meisim and Mispalness. Everybody's busy. Mispalness, the dogma is if a woman is carrying a boy and she wants his dying for a girl, that's his Mispalness. But if a person is Panosa, he's not, he doesn't, he wants Panosa. He's not looking for Nisim.
That's come from the mail thing when he makes his style of the nest comes in mainland.
Actually, now he says it's stronger. Listen, I'm reading it. I'm telling you with words. That's the whole thing. Yeah. Hey, Tzadik, this is a rishon. This is not a dashon of the kumen and islamism. I don't care what I say. I'm so excited. Yeah, yeah.
Going into the table with something animals wasn't a nis. That's called the shtalos. It would never fit.
No, that's it. Here's the matter.
What's the
kasha? The tzavos al adam sheyasek kol yucholti b'der chatev. A man's afton al the kev b'der chatev.
No, he made a big one. That's what he's saying. He could have made a shoebox. Put them all in there.
Yeah,
like me working in Blackberry.
Okay. This is a flavor to start. No, Baruch Hashem, welcome back.
I'm asking, that's like Blackberries, putting all the animals in the world on that table.
No.
That's 100 by 600.
No, first, go to the base ending. You ever studied the
next?
You ever know it's nice?
It's a nest.
Huh?
Everything
fit in there. You couldn't make a bigger base English?
Kind of, but that was a nest. He's asking a question.
Those were nests. There's a certain.
He's asking, is a nest this way, a nest this way, so why do it?
If I can, they actually want to build us a big.
They want you to do something.
They want to build a big building, not the fair that you need. But you have to know, it's not the big size. You don't want to build a big building for the Abish. The Abish is too big for you to build a big building for him. It has to be a big building. It has to be. It's not beautiful. It has to be a big thing. But you have a great Abish. 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 Yeah, but it has to be a grand, big building. But it's not like she really knows. Oh, you want to build? I build a building for the Eibishter. I build a building. The whole world's not big enough for him. But what's the grace? I saw. I know where I saw that. I saw this building. The Eibishter wants you to make a big building, and in this big building, the Eibishter wants you to. The Eibishter will be there, but it's not so big. But if you look at the sizes. The whole Ezra Yisrael was 11 numbers, you know? And then that was 22 feet. 22 feet.
By how much? How wide was it? 50?
Okay, but...
Yeah,
no,
I know. It wasn't like it was wide.
Yeah, 100 numbers.
There's a lot more than animals.
Okay, so let's I don't know if you started looking at the headlines on the notices for the shir, but the MS, we're learning this a sixth time. And I never presented it like this. And I think so that's why you learn somewhere along the line. Always we learned. I say this five abdomen. Where are we up to? Oh, give me a. Oh, Abraham in there. Listen, guess I've got no ass. Sadek, come. Abdomen. Yes. We're up to the fourth Hagdoma.
Yeah.
A page Kuf. Hagdoma Levis. Then Avram, let him the doctor.
Yeah, of course.
He's making it a hard time.
Next to me. Next to me. Come.
Means that's a recitation of these Levis.
Hey, where are we holding Rebbe? Where
are we? Samachal.
Oh, what's going on? Levis is not playing. Nice, man. Okay. I want to say it again. Because we never learned like this. So everybody never learned this the Yagdomas this way. Because we always learned the first four, and the fifth one is moving into to Sibah. So really, if you look at Kadaiki Shapa, they say the Daik Zayin was going on like this. In Peter Gimel, the headline for today's Ashir was two strategies to make sure your Tachon works. That's not my say. Yeah, I'm not speaking English. So. I say it in English.
Two point plan for Bitochen that works.
Oh,
yeah, right here.
See?
Yeah.
There you go. Stadlis and Sibis, a 2-point plan for Bitochen that works. Say it like that.
I didn't get the headlines. Oh, no.
You didn't get that one?
I got
a text. I know it's about a text. Yeah.
Oh, just
okay, so I had to go with the clients. Let's have a go. Okay. He started this and
here. No, it's okay. I fall asleep on this.
I like that. He started this and Sivis, a 2-point plan. This is not a hell cop. I think this is Mamish. I think it works. He started this and Sivis means a 2-point plan. Betachon that really works because everybody's about betachon. But he's saying, we always say that. When I say where the shtalos and sibus, I want to make clear. Shtalos means learning ten doing mitzvahs. Sibus means going to work because that's what you're going to see over here. Let's learn aside a few more lines, and I'll tell you what I think it is. Hagdomer revis, what's hagdomer revis? It means he said in order to have betachon in the mevish. Yeah. You know, it's not enough. It's not enough to know all the seven sibus so you can trust someone. In Perek Beis, he said, in order to trust anyone, you have to know about that one seven things. You have to know. I'm the same Perek Gimel. In order to have David, you have to know seven things. About David. You have to know David says Rachman. If you don't have the David says Rachman, you can't start. And David knows how you're nivra, so maybe he knows exactly what's good for you, what's bad for you. And then the Abishta is a chazak. He can do what he wants. But maybe he can give you what you're asking for. Yes, even though, right? We said that means even though he knows he's going with the person away. That's in from din. But if a person has betachon, they can turn it into rachamim and they can change, and the Eibishter gets what he wants and you get what you want. That's the third one. The fourth one is that the Eibishter, but the Eibishter, big and small is the same. You can't tie it to small. The fifth one is the Eibishter is the only one that can do it for you. The sixth one is that the Eibishter's chesed is infinite, even if you're not worthy. And the seventh one is that the only thing that the Eibishter has everything cleaned out. The only thing you can change things if you connect to the mitzvahs. That's the seven. Okay, so no, that's what I'm at. And the seven sivus. You have to get to know the seven sivus very well, and you ask questions, you answer. Have a great insurik, and then forget. But by doing that, you can get a good, strong feeling of betachon nevishes, because now you know What's the second one? Now he shifts. He says there's four more, but everyone after the four more is not about the Ebrish, it's about you. It's about you. If you are Veda, you have to make by yourself that second one is a kavanah akdama. I did have Zion in the hearts by MS. You can't say something in your mouth and it means something else. You can't say of course, you have Yitzhak tries to put some fear into you, but you have to work on throwing out all the fear, all questions I got to throw out, throw them out, flush it down the toilet. As they in the time, and even the hard times of prison, this was the Mahalach. All the Shalos of Haran, another day, another year, another month, of the Avish, the Zakhmi, the Havim Betachim. I took all questions, and you flush it down the toilet, and you keep on moving, because the Avish has to be for real. Third one is that you can't partner with anybody in Betachim. The Betachim with the Avish, there has to be only him. Again, Kavonah. Then comes two more. In order to have betachon the Eibushin, that's the reason. In other words, Mizaktach has betachon meant that the Eibushin helpful. Betachon meant that the Eibushin better give him. Betachon means he betach Hashem to give you what you're asking for, and that what you're asking for is the Eibushin will change everything to what you're asking for. So he says, Shetia has gechose hazaka v'ishtadluse gedela. He has got them. The person has got a person. I say in English. Attention, please. Has got a person. He says stadlus. He used the word stadlus. That's how I said stadlus and sibus. Here, if you go through the whole, I was in the political prison. I have a computer, but I check it out. You'll see every time he talks about something with uses stadlus, it happens to do with something which is in the realm of bechira, which is teirah mitzvahs. And when he talks about the realm of Parnassus, he uses the word Sibis. Check it out. You can make a search. In one or two places, it comes to Chavis Dingam, but they clearly saying over here, Vishadlus Gedela, he makes a biggish Tadlus. The Kayim, Mashachimi Be'abedim, Avidos, the Kayim, what the Abish is Machayim, him, Mazreis Hashem. The last is the Mitzvahs of, and to do his Mitzvahs, or the Zohar, Mashay Zidimimimimimim, to be careful, that means, I say table, so yeah? Kifi, why? Why? Why was hard does some be talking about having serving the Ebrister in mitzvahs and tere mitzvahs is again the gaya. And I mean, Hashem was some be talking because he says why. If he mashu mevakshi yabeder masking lay, he warns that the Ebrister is masking with him be mashu who betechal of bayah. What is betechin him? He had the lesson. I remember learning it the first time for weeks and weeks ago. So we get tumult and cup. She yabeder masking lay be mashu who betechal of bayah. They have to mask with me. Where have we been? Yeah, see, we see in this part the same thing by Neach. Not that anybody here is a Neach, but Neach says that when David says, right before the Karashi, right before David tells Neach to make a kashas, that he told the masking with it. Use that lotion. Neach didn't want to be acing in Piri Biri, but Neach didn't want to had doubts against the mice of what did he sign. Nochamal Amabu. He wanted to make sure that David will not be Amabu again. Like, David, I'm asking with you. So look at us. Take a chumash. Use the word. I printed it over here. I printed it up for myself. Hold on. The lesson of Rashi is like this. On the positive, v'ani hini make him as busy yidchem v'zach l'achrem, v'ani hini maskim animoch. They be shmach v'zach l'achrem maskim v'gir. So nech deg, lach se privir, nech was deg, to be basic privir, v'at shefticha, kodesh boruch, shesach se ilum eid, chinos v'achene, omel hini maskim lach se, tzapel v'kezach, the beir eilum is maskim v'at anivir. It's a very powerful lesson. Over here, clearly it means, people ask, what does Tachan mean? Tachan means that the Eibishter will do what he knows good for you, or he'll do what you're asking. He's like the Kfar Hate. She says, yeah, beta maskim leiv, mashim betechal abay. That's what he wants. The person wants, that Neach wanted David to mask him with him. When David's mask with him, I'm making an apron. There won't be a marvel anymore. I said, okay, now being Zayif from Sukkim. Let's stop a second and let's understand what's going on over here. What's going on over here is that the Agdama Revis for Betachon is that the Beter Vashem, use his part of it in order to have Betachon Eivish, that you have to be a person that's looking to his Mishtadl to do what Eivish wants. But I'm going to do what Eivish wants. Now, notice it doesn't say to do his mitzvah, it's the Tzeinei, because he actually brings the Mishnah, let's say the Tzeinei Kritzecho, then she asks the Tzeinei Kritzecho, what's it? Okay, in a minute, I want to take one step at a time. So that's why it's Mishtadlis. The word Mishtadlis has in it a feeling, a taste of two episodes. And right, people get lost. They say, of course, Davidson does everything. You know, Davidson needs to help a little bit. Yeah, but it sounds very silly when it comes to areas of they have no shaykhs, like we said before, in the seventh one, in the seventh sibbas, the seventh one is a person can't make any changes. Davidson don't want something, that's the way it happens. You start there from today to tomorrow, nothing will change, right? Where can we do a shtalas? Talk about the mitzvah, the shtalas. That's why when he comes to the mitzvahs, he says the word shtalas, and when he says the word, when he comes later, when achamishes, you do tzivas. Because Davidson wants you also to do things in derech hateva to which he'll work. But in the things in derech hateva, it's not a mitzvah, you don't even know if Davidson wants to do that. You have to do something in which Davidson is good. So that's called a tzivah. That's called a shtalas. Because there, if you realize that the only thing you're doing is you're coming part of how Davidson is getting things done, you're being part of a tzivah. So that's why this we got the idea. It's not tight. The last two Hagdamas is really if you want to have betachon. That's the reason there's a two point plan. If you want betachon to work, you have to make yourself a person that's going to win the shtadl do tere mitzvahs. You heard people say, I heard this name of Chazinish, but we heard it in a lot of places, that the biggest shtadlus is learn tere mitzvahs, right? That's the meaning. But it must be a shtadlus. It's right here. The biggest shtadlus is the betachon means. Yeah, myself from the Abishan. Yes, I have to change myself. I have to be a person that's not going to be mishtadl. That's not true. You can't say yechay tov asichvil when the Abishan says the tov asichvil yechat. It's a gate to say. Do that some of the Abishan will, but the Abishan might not do it. How do you know that? Because it says in the Mishnah. I say, it's saying they can say chokir. They should say it's saying chokir. It's saying make your rots like his rots. Now, the word rots, if I can, I want to say, but let's not put it all together. Ratzon is very different than seichel. A person has, generally speaking, middays. He has his emotions, which comes from his seichel. We're supposed to be in a seichel. The person has middays, going bottom up. Person has middays, and his middays should be a come because of his mizbein in the galus habeda. He has avos Hashem. Person knows something is good. He has a media, has avav means he wants to get close to it. Or big, he guess he wants to, he's in awe of it. Seichel is what he understands, right? So midas seichel, and then there's rotzen. Says la'ilim yivadavim bakashir bechafis. The person why? Because the rotzen is pale on your midas. The keich rotzen is that whenever you want something, that then you function. You want this to forget. You want to.
Yeah. The person's efforts to get up and doesn't do any difference. Why then is it called Sibus?
Okay, well, guys, instead of me answering it, let's wait. I'll say it in a minute. I mentioned that you have a status and Sibus. Your status means that you can do Tatum and Sibus, and Sibus means if you can't say, I'm going to sit in the Shiva all day and learn, they will send me money. If she wants to go into the world and make the Siba. So if you do a shtablis, you do Sibas, that's a 2-point plan for the Tlib B'tochen. And that's B'tochen, it's not Taich. You have B'tochen, then I'm going to do shtablis. It's part of B'tochen. B'tochen means you're going to do mitzvahs. How does that work? Because B'tochen means you're connected to the Ebishna. B'tochen means I'm giving myself over.
Is he also making the point that you make all the time?
Yeah.
That we're B'tochen and Chodesh Baruch Hu to allow us to succeed as an Ovid Hashem. You make your ratzon his ratzon, and now he's willing to do your ratzon because you already made your ratzon his ratzon.
Right.
Meaning, like, no, saying, like, you can't be about, I'm going to be doing stylist things like that, so I do Hashem once, then Hashem will do what I want. Give me a yacht, give me something.
Oh, that way. That.
No, it's not
part of
that
way.
Part of it is, it's just because, you know, I say ratzon echal. When you make what you want to do, what Hashem wants to do, then Hashem says, okay, I'll make what I want to do, you want to do. Because what you want to do now is what I want to do.
The yacht come in if you're doing his
rotzen.
That's good,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
The yacht come in if you're doing his rotzen.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't. So you don't get there. There's no such thing as betachen for
unless you want. You're going to make a nice kumzit on the yacht.
No, but you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. You're not going to be able to give
you. I'm making a joke.
MBD and Benny Friedman and the eighth day. On the yard,
like that. So the
talking chair.
I just want to say what Ratzon means because I'm good to, and then you get a flavor. Just briefly and Ratzon. So unlike so the for the keich Ratzon is a keich. It's a keich klali. It's a keich makipos. Keich Ratzon enhances your seichel, enhances your midis. Why? Because it's strong. It's bigger. it's actually the beginning of everything, because whatever you want, that's where you want. That's where you get, when you want to learn something, that's where you're gonna have a good seichel there. When you want something, if you have good seichel, you have the middle. Rotzen is the beginning of everything. And then it's tainu, but the keeper, what's rotzen? Rotzen means, we say a lot of times, we say a person has mesiris nefesh. Mesiris nefesh can either be, you give your life over in ganz nefesh as life, but also mesiris nefesh, also mesiris harotzen. When you give over you give over your rotzen to the Eibishter. I think it's like Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter doesn't want from us mesiris nefesh, and even we have more, the people should give away their life. Why do you give away your life? That's what you want also. That's why mesiris harotzen. Rotzen means, because in the rotzen, that's where the person is. When a person says the person shows himself and what he wants. What he wants is expression of his nefesh. That's what Ratzon is. In other words, when a person has midis, it's a keich or seichel. Those are keiches that person has. It's with seichel, you understand something. And tomorrow you'll change. Number one, number two, seichel is not necessarily punkt was do biyistik. Seichel is a limited keich to where I understand, I have a feeling. Who am I? And that's why Ratzon controls everything. A person can take his foot and put it in hot water because Ratzon controls everything, because Ratzon is what who the person really is. You understand it that way, suddenly when he says the words, when he says, you wonder why is it that? You say, it could be Lassus. He says, that's an insane. He's giving over a very, very powerful message. He's giving over a message. Your Ratzon, I say that saying Chokhar Tzayne, means you, what you are has to be what Eivishter wants. So if you get like that, if a person gets it like that, Mitamol B'tocha makes a lot of sense. Because when you get yourself to a point, Ich Vil Tomat Eivishter Vil, Mitamol makes sense that Eivishter to do what you want. Because like you said, it's not only going to be an Eved Hashem or something else. That's it. You and Eivishter are united. You became one with Eivishter. And therefore, what you're missing, they will fulfill them. So there lies the aveda to get a person to ibegem as a rotzen to meibishnu is a person can kefashtein. I can have a feeling. I can get a feeling of a zognas. This is what I want. And like you say, chiddush b'nefesh. It's really rotzen because this is who I am. Nothing else. I can't want anything. And then a lot of questions go away. How do you have betachon for 8 years? Because once you know betachon is what Eibishter wants of you, you know what Eibishter wants. So when your ratzon becomes his ratzon, so then it makes sense. That now you want Eibishter to be masking with you because you put yourself in Avedas Hashem in the Eifen. And then when you're rotten, when it comes out, you know, we also
nothing the vatten.
Yeah.
Nothing the vatten.
Right. Yeah. And the person makes himself that might have said this, I'm going to want only what Eivishter wants. So what Eivishter wants. Yeah, look in the Shekhanar. I know what Eivishter wants. And the other way around also, the same way by you, the Eivishter says, I want something. And when you describe a mitzvah as a Ratzon Hashem, I guess, it's not just an obligation you have. In them Ratzon, there's Eivishter says, Ich will. When you do what Eivishter will, that's what Eivishter is. In Zayin Ratzon. And it has some faker. If a person is going to do against Eivishter Ratzon is mamish afal sam. You can chap from teich heinous and making laugh. We know the power of Ratzon this way. You can see what an avera does. Eivishter said, "Hashem, I don't want." And you're doing a chas v'shalom. Like, what's going on over here, right? So it's a total, yeah. So
why make you Ratzon Hashem? Ratzon Hashem, make you Ratzon.
That's a mission. That's a mission.
It's a mission.
Okay.
If you're doing it, so Hashem do your Ratzon, then. How then it's not Hashem's
Ratzon? No, I said it's saying that you're not doing your Ratzon. You're working it out that the saying is very difficult. It's not your Ratzon. You.
What
he's saying
is that you want Hashem to do what you have something you need. You want Hashem to do it.
Exactly what he said before. Why do you want something?
He's never
Hashem. Hashem wants. Because
gave you that
Ratzon. Why do you want it? You want it because you want Davis to say, you want to serve Davis. To start, you know, if you start out with the first line,
can't be a trick. You can't be, I want something. Yeah, so if I'm going to choose, make and share my vending machine, no, I'm going to be good. I'm going to throw him a bone, he'll throw me a bone, and everyone will be happy.
This takes away the whole thing that Rashan was talking
about. It hard to understand. Right. Right. Yeah. Right. But because every, even Rashan's in the Shomar. Anyway, so Kuf Memchas.
It's not.
Yeah.
His rotten is not doesn't shlim.
Look at this.
Kuf memches.
So yeah, this I go back to it all the time. Because I started out because I brought you a shal avedis in the kim before. I'm bringing now shal b'tochim. Why?
He's writing the whole B'tochim thing about Eved Elokim. What's the most important of Eved Hashem?
This, right? So if you begin your life, I mean, you're Eved Hashem, and you want to live as Eved Hashem, an Eved Mammon does Rasan Adam. That's what he does. So his Emes and Eved Ivri, Eved Tanani, whatever it is, different Rodriguez, he makes them his Rotsen, the Adam's Rotsen.
The fact that the person has
a Rotsen
is not the essence of the Rotsen Hashem. Just the fact that it's your Rotsen.
No, you ask yourself.
Even if you're Rotsen,
do
Avodah Hashem, why
do you Rotsen? No, you are making that your Rotsen is going to be in sync or connected to what Avodah Hashem wants. Yeah, no, you're mevatel your Rotsen. No, you're mevatel your Rotsen. It starts out with bitl, until it becomes one. First thing is you're born to what you want, and then you work on yourself to get to a point where you don't want. You want Avodah Hashem.
It's the same.
But now your Rotsen became his Rotsen. You changed it. Of course, you have a Rotsen. As a Nivra, you have a Rotsen, but you changed it. You are the same as it happened with Deisov. Okay, guys, let's start. Let's keep on going. The same as it happened with Deisov, you're doing Chesed because David does Chesed. Why are you doing Chesed? If you do Chesed because you're a Boy Scout, then you got a problem. Good. If you do the chesed, because I want to act like the Eved acts, the Eved, I look with how the Eved do things, and I do what the Eved does, I'm meichel people. The Eved is meichel. I am a person who does chesed. Okay, guys, let's continue over here. Okay, so battle is he? Battle is he's not chesed.
Okay.
I say that so noik v'tzechu as I say to send. It's not putting it all together. Let's continue going. If you get the sibish, I'll understand this. Or maybe the status means. And he calls it Akdama Revius. That means this is part of B'tochem. B'tochem means if you say, I'm working on my B'tochem. What does it mean I'm working on my B'tochem? What are you doing? What are you working on your B'tochem? Means you're working to Mishtadl to do Tere Mitzvahs. That's what it means. You know, the price of you make a decision to do something, a person's very weak. Yeah, that's kind of stark, you know, people, all these guys that. But it's because one day it says if they would have kept on pressing, the mother says, if not do, they wouldn't have hold of. But a person knows that this is B'tochen, that he has to be mishtalted mitamol. If he's working on B'tochen, he says he'll do mitzvahs wherever he is. He can be in there, he can be in a place called prison. He is going to do it because that's what B'tochen means. B'tochen means I'm working on doing the Eved Hashem. That's it. So mitamol, he has a keyach because he's doing the Eved Hashem. That means you have a Rotsen. See, by the way, everybody gets angry at me. Nobody gets angry at me, but people want to. We're not busy knocking therapists. We're knocking that. Because they tell you, punk fakert. If you have a Rotsen, oh, that's emotionally healthy. What will you do? That's well, then you have to follow that. It's going to tell you the fakert. Battle is a Sezakafor. You start to fall. Battle in the tzeicha. That's why they say they don't see you so much. They say battle in the tzeicha. They say because that's it. If you have a rotzen and that's rotzen, Negev Hashem, I'm a battle. Put yourself on the side. I told the story. Motzi Yom Kippur. Maybe I said because he's a pelvic man. Motzi Yom Kippur had a few bochum here for Yom Kippur. So one of them is he has a question. He has a ma'aser. It could have been anybody, but this is a Maisa Shahoya. His father called him to put up a sukkah. So I think he must leave. So you know, he has a trauma. Putting up a sukkah with his father is a trauma. So what should he do? That's a shayla. That means, I know what it was. Trauma means for his emotional health, for being safe. Can the Shvogon the Eved says come at that to get button in a second? Sure, coming over. Because I said I don't know exactly what your father did to you, why his trauma. But Nanich, there's a trauma there. What are you doing? He beat him up with a bamboo stick. What are you doing with him over there? What the shingiton? But it's Nanich. I found it not trauma. Yeah. Und besides the Trame, the other guy, if it had the Ebrish is sagt gay, and Trame is sagt gay nicht. Was tut man da matze? So I told him, you know, something with the Ephraim Kippur, so you have two choices. You know, you can see the problem as, you can see the problem as Yitzhara wants to explain to you. You have to take care of your emotional health. And when you go help your father, the purple sukkah somehow, it triggers you. Yeah, these words they use. Yeah, it triggers you. And
yeah.
So you can use it, but yeah. A kiss on a mice that triggers, which they also have a chatele. How can somebody trigger you? What are you? You're a seal, a fish. What's triggering you? A person. It triggers you, and therefore, besides the egg in the gesunte, you don't like to do it. It's not something you like to do. Yeah, that's it. That's one way. Another of say, the Ebrish has just told you the father, the Kabbalah tells him that the father has some type of tontal. So now you have an opportunity to say to yourself, I'm going to put myself on the side to do the Ebrish wants. Right? So here you have a choice to show how you want to do Vidhos Livim Ebrish in Gansnas. That you're putting yourself on the side. The fakat, this is an opportunity to show the Ebrish, I love you. And I'm doing what you're saying. Am I putting myself on the side? Battling it, saying, Kha. Yeah? I said, I'm sure. Avraham Avinu was told by David Kachla's been the biggest thing saying this. Yeah? A father typically doesn't want to shech the son. You agree? Okay. So how do you go shech the son? Because he put himself on the side. Very impressive. To David, I don't know if anybody here can do that, but Avraham Avinu did it. Yeah? So that's the whole thing. So you have an assertion. So you have it. You can look at this thing the way the Yitzhara tells you. You can look at the way you stay. You make a decision. He says, Demonstrate, don't he left? And he went to help his father. And next day, I called him up to find out how it was. I wanted maybe he's in the hospital, maybe especially for safety. We felt like they got triggered, they fell apart. I want to make sure he's safe. I could probably thank me, and he said, your mamish, it really helped what you told me. As they daf mreden sayidish bracha, sayidish gemar, whatever it is, nicht in der Gehe. But we have to say, reden da alle mischugene sprachen. Das ist eine geusche Sprache, das ist eine geusche Sprache. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, so that's what it means. Battle the tzencho. Yiddishkeit demands. Yes, they wish to want something, and you don't like it, you do it anyways. How you like that? That's how we're trained. That's the Muhammad. The Muhammad said, Yitzhah, they say, Kum Zokta, gay S from the Eish Hadass. Because tastes good. I David said no. Right? And by the way, the Chaim says the only reason Chava fell into it, he looked this up. I'm busy telling everybody about Chaim. He's the only reason Chava fell into the problem because he never imagined that there could be a Bria in the world. Hashem created a Bria that's gonna try to test her and fool her. She thought she's talking to somebody, has a question. She should have shut him down, like everybody shuts down the Yitzhar. Wasn't that more? Elamai, this infinite shame. This on the side. Every time you're facing a situation where the Israel says one thing and it says something like that, that's it. That's the one. And this boy hopped it in 10, 15 minutes. And my mom is a fella. Why? Can I tell you? Tell him the truth, the embers, the season, the season. Okay, so now this battle in the chain hobbit needed to say nay. The Shazi Chachem, my cousin, Batak Bashem, Basay Tev, Shlesser Emuna. You know the Ben B'chai, how he touches it. B'tach B'Hashem, trust Abish to give what you need. V'asei tev to do good. Shchoner is Re'emun. You have to take a goal. Shchoner is you have to do a start. It's Sibis. Re'emun, do it honestly. But he brings the Pasuk in the Eifun that you have. B'tach on the Mevishten. V'asei tev. The Mustan Mitzvah. He takes another limbo. V'asei tev. And Baruch Hashem, Tev Hashem L'kevav. I'm sorry, Nefes to the Shenu. But now it goes weiter. For me, she gives her a bed, and a bed of a mamre. So what happens to a person? Huh? That's like a nice person. David, good to those
who
means what? I mean, left to the shadow means the ones who search him, no?
Yeah.
To the shadow goes on searching David, then, no?
Teva
says, Teva Hashem. That Teva is good to him. Okay, this is, by the way, what you're doing is a very good thing, but you really should do open up the Navi, the Eichel, and look at the Mepharshim, you'll see how they touch it. What happens, and I prove somebody trusts the Eivishter, Mamre is a very, 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 very stark word. Mara means you're rebelling. And it means you have a kavonah. You know, that most people don't have it. The Beltaiv in the case, they forgot. They were fooled. But the Mamre, so I want to say that it doesn't mean if you didn't have it, but you're knocked out of the box. What he's saying is, if you're my kavonah going, I'm doing an Aveda, they've said no, and I'm saying yes.
One of the stuff. Well, you're not being without the Yerotz.
You say, but you guys even stronger, Mamre.
I'll be here.
Oh, you remember that.
You said what?
Every year I use that word. His own word in Yiddish. My teacher used it in Stalin Shiva. It's Wiedergespendigt. Wiedergespendigt is a long word in Yiddish. I'm sorry, from German businesses. They had a lot of time on their hands. They made these words as if they were special. Wiedergespendigt, which means rebellious. Rebellious. But
I'm saying that if you don't make your ruts in the head automatically, you're not your mamish.
But it's possible to be mamre by mistake, you know. You're not to rots by mistake. It's mamre
shogi.
It's mamre shogi.
Shogi.
If I say this is possible, it's not that. Yeah. How foolish is even kama daite chalusha ba'karos say, and how much? See here, he brings in seichel. The whole chavis of avos. I have to say this again and again and again. He writes in the Akdoma, he writes, a chavis of avos is a mitzvah that has to be understood, but has to be understood apitera, but it has to be understood. So you'll see, he always gives you a seichelik, and then he brings a right from a posik, and here's the seichel. He says, if you're going to be, if you're going to point a person on to do something, so then, that's Reuven. Tell Reuven, Shimon is a man of Reuven. I'm sorry, Reuven is a man of Shimon to do something, and Reuven tells Shimon, "I want you to do something for me." He tells him, "I don't do something. I don't want you to do this." But Yavam says, "And Shimon will even as mitzvah." And then and that will reach the man of Avraham. And to Reuven is going to reach this thing that he didn't listen to him. He said, "This kiyi hasiba chazaka the money matter." I said, "Mashmat chalavay." So that's Shimon was meteich on Reuven to do something for him. So this, because Shimon didn't do what he told him, that would be first siba why he shouldn't do it. Right, as he says, when Shimon is trusting Reuven to do something, and Reuven has told him, "I appoint you to do something for me," and he's and then Shimon says, "Am I doing it?" Yeah. So now Reuven finds out that Shimon didn't do it, and Shimon comes, I need you to do me a favor. So the first thing of the Shimon will tell him, when I used to do something to me, the twist of niche, was me tell me from me. That's what he's saying. His culture came to Shavar, I'll cook you the Kimmis. I'll ask him to come, but somebody's Ava, cook you the Kimmis. So the Avish themself has cook you with this. As you are the Vedalim, the Avish was made and made. The techelas means the hope of a betech will be nechzava, will be in English it means positive, false. Yeah, kishamre when he is mamre when he's rebellious. You can't call him betech v'lekim. Ahukumay shomer akosuk imatik v'schonef kiyivsa kiyeshel kal nafshi. What the hypocrite! That once the Hatzakos Yishmachel, but the Eibushter listen to this. Omar Hagon Vetseach V'Noif Yishavei Al Yashaker. These are psukim that people are doing against the Eibushter, and then they come to the Eibushter asking for what he wants. Omar Vasam Vatan V'Fanai V'Vayis Hazash V'Kinu Kadosh Mi'olov. Omar Ma'oras Peritz Samaya Vayis Hazash. The Eibushter is complaining to the Mi'o that they made me the Vayis Hazash. They made the Ma'oras Peritzim. My name is on this house, and they're doing things that they won't do against my will. So here, this is the first step in betachon, in a plan to have betachon that works. The first step is hishtadlus. What's hishtadlus? Doing teira mitzvahs. That's the first step. What's the second step? Vagdom achamishis is the further step you have to do. And she is bar etzlish become clear to a person. Again, you see, this is. He uses this language. He's bored. She's bored. So it's not enough to know, learn it, and have a knowledge of it like a hero. It has to be even from boy. It's a bit clear. It's when they close them. What? And this is something which is negeya every single day, and it's not enough it's not enough to know about it, because this is this business you're supposed to have when you're davening in the morning. Up in the morning, is that machal b'tuvichodasibrishis, and this is the same gather. Yeah, because the world hides this fact. The world doesn't only hide this fact. The world seems to contradict this. So therefore, this is something you have to constantly bring up to your mind, to your conscious, to open mind, to remember this is how it really works. Not anybody here has a problem with this. The problem is, if you go into the world is right, and not only that, when you get into the world, you start doing things, it's easy to forget this importance. The completion of things that becomes in this world after Yetzirah, by Yetzirah, it was directly. But after Yetzirah, it's two things going on. Echel mehem, the first thing is the gezeres habeda b'shnei dvarim. There's two things going on in everything. Echel mehem, gezeres habeda, Hashem's gezeira, Hashem's decree, yisalat. Bechefzei, and Hashem's rotzen chefes, I understand. Rotzen, chefzei is the same thing as rotzen, but it's a deeper rotzen. B'tziyosim ha'gvul ha'voya. When the Eibishter wants it, should come out into the gvul ha'voya, should come out into existence. The Eibishter wants it to be a rakia. That's the first thing. Then, anything. The Eibishter wants the wind to blow. Anything the Eibishter wants it to happen. And then the sibus umitsuyim, there's a sibah. You know, you have, let's say, aleph, beis, gimel. You have one thing which causes beis. Aleph causes beis, and beis causes gimel. Yeah, aleph, beis, gimel. Right? So each siba is a siba that there's a tree, and the tree has leaves, and there's a wind, and the wind comes, takes a leaf, and blows it to the Eibishter wants it to blow. There's a bunch of things going on over here, yeah. There's water, there's a body of water, and the water evaporates, and the water turns into a cloud, and then there's a wind that takes the cloud to where the Eibishter wants it to rain, and it rains it. This is called sibes. The Eibishter he calls this sibes. That the Eibishter works two causes. That means the Eibishter wants this water to fall over there. So he causes water to evaporate. He causes water to turn into a cloud. He causes the cloud to be lighter than air. And he causes the wind to move it across. So there's a bunch of sibas going on over here. Mitsuyim, because if you really think about it, a mitsuyim, an intermediary, if your aleph wants to get the gimel, the intermediary is base. Base is not really a siba. The real thing of base is really intermediate. They got to give back upon him. David is working with sibas. David with sibas. Mehem kroivim, the close sibas that you can see. It's mamar sagat. Mehem chikim, the distance. It's in the geya. Mehem niglum, that you can see. Mehem the sun that you can't see. V'chulam rotzim lahashlim ashkik zahav yosem v'rosim v'izakim lazim lazim. And all these sibas are running. I saw a good shot in Lev Ari. He writes over there, running. When a person runs, you can't do anything else. In time, a person walks, he can do something else. When a person is running, he can't. I mean, call it rotzim. The only thing they're doing is rotzim, lahashlim, mashagaza, nigza, haviyosev, rotzim, yisar, kemaza. They're running to do what they want. So all these sibis are not doing it.
Huh? The says in Parshas Bereishis. It's the same as rots. Rotzim.
Yeah, okay. That's very good. Okay. Talk into it.
Nothing else.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Yeah. So there's two things going on. There's one thing going on. The Eibishter wants this to happen, and the second thing is that the Eibishter uses Sibus Umitzuyim for him to happen. Okay. So here, if you look at it, let's learn inside. We have enough time to complete the thought. We have the two point clear. We have time. Now, with Dibbi and Hasibis, we're going to learn now until the reason why the Eibishter wants it like that. But let's understand what a Siba is. A Siba means that the Eibishter wants, again, the Eibishter wants, wants to give rain. He planted a field. The Eibishter wants to give him a bracha. So the Eibishter wants rain, right? But to get to the rain, there has to be a big body of water. The water has to be created in a way that it evaporates. Has to evaporate into all these sibas are going along until it brings it in. Then the cloud gets there, has to also be sibas to get the cloud to give rain also. Now what's the difference? Sibas are kreves and echekes. He's like, okay, so it's a mayim, He gives you this. What's a Siba Kariv? He gives you a Siba Kariv would be like you want to take water out, you have a typical wheel and it's tied to a rope, and the rope has a bucket on the bottom, and you lower it down, you get the water. That's Mamish directly. You're taking the water out. What's the Siba Sarachika? You have the person. Shukesha behemoth algal. He ties a behemoth to this galgal, and this galgal is tied to another galgal. The whole contraption of different gears. Umniyasi the house of mayim, and it moves all these gears to raise the water. The tachlis haber up neyaris to move the be'ed onto the face of the earth. So now, what's the difference? Achasibis is the reason why he's going through this whole thing. He wants to explain to you now that since there's ruach nesibis, sometimes sibis very close. So there's a Sibir there too. But sometimes there are many parts to the thing. And what the Eibishter wants a person to do when he wants to Sibir, sometimes he wants him to become one of these many parts the Eibishter is using to get something done. So the person doing nothing. That's what he's saying. The Sibir means if you could you can understand that when any of these Sibirs of the wheels, they're not doing anything. It's the person who put him to, it's the who's getting everything done. The LMI, this gear, the Siba is part of a contraption. So when the Abisha says, I want you to be Asik the Sibas, you're not doing anything. It's less than a status. You're becoming a Siba part of how the Abisha is getting things done. And that's why it's called Siba, not a status. A status has a little bit of a feeling where you're getting something done. And that's Takya Richtig Sazong. You can say that word when you're talking about Taylor Mitzvahs, because Taylor Mitzvahs is Negeya. You have bechira. You have input. You have bechira to do nothing. You can decide to do a mitzvah chashu fakat. You get some shtadl tam mitzvah. Yeah. When it comes to sibis, you have to become a siba. You have to put yourself into part of Hashem's gears to get you the panos you're looking for, or whatever you're looking for. Yeah. And maybe you understand clearly yichtu ganish, because I'm just becoming a gear. I have to make sure, like you say later, I have to make sure that my gear is kosher. David still wants to use my gear. I have to make sure that I'm doing it in the way David wants to use it. David wants to use the Siba. But my Siba is not doing anything. I'm just part of a Gansa Siba that's going on. Okay, so that puts everything in the right thing. So a person gets up in the morning, he has this urge to run to work because he has to get something done. We're getting done. If you're only a Siba of a whole contraption, you have to first make sure that David still wants to get it done. Because the help from the guy going through the work. David says, how David still wants to get it done? Ah, David told you, Shulchan Aruch. Get up in the morning, he gets like a vase, meidani. He gets like a vase, and he says, brachas, and he goes to shul, he's out with him, you're learning something, and then you go to work. Oh, now, gets done sibis. Now you become part of the David's way, he's going to get it to you. David wants to give it to you. So that's what he's saying over here. That's what he goes through the whole thing of sibah kreve, sibah chek, because sometimes, and the Abishu wants us people to become part of the Sibis that the Abishu is going to work. So that's why the two-part plan makes sense, because the two-part plan is this. I have a Tachan because I have all the seven. I have a Tachan the Abishu because I learned the first of the five Akdamas, which I know the Abishu has all seven causes to trust him. I trust the Abishu. I also know the second Akdama that I want the Abish that I'm going to work on myself. It's going to be a real betachon. It's not going to be something I'm saying and I don't really believe it. I'm talking to work on that. All these seven things in mamish in my heart, and I'm not going to be mishatef anybody else. I'm going to focus only on the Abish. Right now comes two part plan. What are we going to do with all this? So to the Abish, the first is the reason be mishtadel to do all the mitzvahs. Do Rasna Hashem. That's part of betachon. You have to be mishtadel last the same thing. And then you can't stop there. David wants you to go. You have to go out and make a Siba. And you have to work. You have to become part of Hashem's thing to go on. Now. So it's not that, it's not taich. People ask the question, what's the balance between betachem and the shtadlus? There's no balance. It's part of betachem. Davening and saying tehillim is part of betachem. Going to, doing a maisa. As doing a sibbe is part of the talk. That's what he's saying. Yeah, so let's read it inside. Huh?
Can give it filthy
sibbe. Oh,
right? Okay. It's like, what's really the dimian to this?
So, but even
a dimian, you're just trying to put in your mind that this is how the mechanics you should look at, but really, it's
right.
It's less.
That's what you're going to explain later. Once you have this foundation down, he'll tell you that Avish doesn't have to choose your sibbe. He gave you different sleep, number one. Number two, he can do directly also.
So less than a pain, less than a cloud. It's not.
Yeah. You buy your gear, part of the whole thing.
And not even, because it could come from left field.
Yeah.
So
Hashem will do karav and rot and go. It can be a karav. So when the Abish splits, the...
You never know why it comes certain ways.
When Abish wants to feed him, use example again. Abish wants to feed him, the old Navi sends him to feed him with lechem and bar stuff like that. So what's happening? He's Abish using sibis. Abish using the Adam. He's not. It's something creating
the person sibis.
No, the sibis there are more. On the Davidson wants it to happen, so it happens, but it's not the way it typically happens. There's a way things happen when a person goes to a doctor. When a person goes to a doctor and he says that if he goes to a doctor properly, not because he thinks the doctor can heal him, but he knows the Davidson is going to heal him, and he's doing Ratzon Hashem by going to a doctor, and he's taking the medicine the doctor gives it to him because Davidson says rapi rapa. He says then. The Abish will heal him. What does it mean? He's taking the Sibah. What does it mean? Either what you're saying, because the Abish can save him without the medicine. It's not the medicine that's doing it. The Bilti Sibah, the Abish can help him. So that's why it's two things going on here. It's not one. One thing is Abish that wants it to happen.
It's because he has that Machshava. That's why maybe it comes to Bilti
Sibah. Yeah. That's about it. So you see, it's two things going on. The Abish wants it to happen, and the Abish uses Sibah to him. How many sibis and sibis you use? That's Abish's business. Abish wants it to happen. Same way by Bria Salem, Abish used no more sibis and mitzvim. Now he wants to use different sibis and mitzvim. Okay, so let's just have 5 minutes. Let's finish up this inside. And next week, we can go a bit a little more.
It might not be with our stuff. That's the point.
Yeah. You can do a different sibis or a direct sibis. Yeah.
That's where you'll be talking starch.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what we're talking starch. Okay, we have 5 more minutes. Let's finish up this nakuda, and the next week will be. So this is the 2 points he does his shtadlus. Notice he puts his shtadlus first. He puts akdama revius before akdama chnishis. He puts his shtadlus means doing tere mitzvahs before going out to the sibis. So the person achsibus so ben ha'odav akelim the sibus that's between the person and the kelim the mitzuyim b'shnit dvarim our mitzuyim are the bridge between two things which are they the behemah v'agudim right shemini k'sam k'sasam v'achavu right so the person is on one side he got the behemah there the kelim was taking out the water and everything else is in between now v'im yikra pegel achs minasibus haskodes if you have pegel one of the sibus so then they won't come. The inyan that was mechuvim for the whole thing to happen. The chen shalom is now, therefore, the water won't come out of the well because there's a begiyah in one of these gears. Now the chen shalom ma'isim ma'yisim al gavoya. The same way the Abish that does things takes things out into al gavoya havoya into existence. Lays kapsum in the adam is a loss. It will not happen from a person or anybody else. Ki'im b'gzeres to the kim v'azim al loss hasibes asherim gomer. If you want something to happen, you want to get wealthy, you want to get healthy, you want to get whatever you want to have. It can't happen unless the Abish wants it to happen. And Hashem being mazmin in the Sibis through which they will happen. That the Abish is the master of Alilis. What happened over there was the whole split between the Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael came through a mice was a fight about taxes. I don't know if you know the story with the Chavam. David told Shem HaMelech there would be a split. What happened his days? So his son got into a fight. So as they said, the Chavam's advisors, the scheme told him, don't do it. They don't want to pay your taxes. They're going to split away. And the Chavam was going in and he did it anyways. And the Pasuk says, why did this all happen? It seemed it was a fight. They were just don't want to pay taxes, don't want to pay taxes. The old, the younger people. No, guys, the whole mice was a Siba that Abish wanted to happen. And so what you're seeing playing out over here is only a Siba that was Abish made happen. The Mashiach split. And the Mashiach comes, we'll be back together. There's no Siba. He puts her in Tivius. If there's no Siba, then Teva can't happen. Okay, so we'll stop over here, but I want to say so when you see by a person, he brings a person to Raya. And look how the Abish created a person. The Abish created a person that even if the Abish put directly the food in front of him, The food will never nourish a person unless he picks it up and put it in his mouth and then he swallows it, shoot his mouth. So you see, the minimal thing a person has to do is become a sibir to get the food into his mouth and to swallow it, right? So they've created a person that even if he's masming him the food ready-made, comes to him, he has to do a sibir. So they promises a person to nourish him. They promise to sustain him. But the person is mechuyev to pick up the food. You can't say, "Hey, Abishai, you're telling me to sustain me." You're too garnish. Nein, you have to give this. And then it goes four more steps. Sometimes, what happens if Abishai wants another siba? They'll give you the food. Now you have to grind. They'll give you the grains. You have to grind the grain. You have to knead the grain. You have to bake the bread. You have to do the steps. That's more sibas. What happens if you have to do more sibas? You have to go buy it. How are you getting the seed? I just think you have to go buy it. So that's another seed that you have to do. So you have to buy the seeds. You have to grind them, do all that, and then you have to eat it. And sometimes you have to do more. What do you have to do? You have to go to work and get the money. And finally, Hashem, he says even worse, you have to sell something. Point is, all these amounts that when you hear that you have betochen, then you don't have to do less seeds. Now makes a lot of sense. The amount of seeds that a person has to do, it's up to the Eibishter. The Eibishter can do current, can do less. The Eibishter can give you food ready made, and all you have to do is start to eat it. Or the Eibishter says, "No, I have to do another sibah. You have to bake it. Another sibah. You have to buy it. Another sibah." In other words,
and control of that.
No. No. The
Eibishter. How much you prepare? How much you?
No, we. Yeah, well, then, yeah.
You are
control. Yeah, you're controlled. Your betochen will make it that you have to do less sibahs. And you see, that's tzaddikim. They did less sibis, and they got with the Hashem Tov. It said it's brought out. I heard from Habringen that Hashem Tov would needed to collect money. So his style was he knocked on the door and he walked away. So the guy came running out of his booth. So he says, came to collect money. He says, "Why'd you walk away?" Yichat Amay Stalus. I knocked on the door, and he gave it.
Good fundraising.
Good fact. Yeah, to visit the Hashem Tov. Akupanim, this is a 2-point plan. If you want to have a talk, you want it to work, you can sell enough to have a talk. If I say it's so good, the mice, that's the mice of the shtadlis of doing mitzvahs, and that's the mice of sibas of doing the nyanim megashmis. The chayim lachem efsa helchim. Maybe I should have it easy and faster and nicer and bigger and better.
Good.
I don't know. First time.